It was at one point in my life.
I used to like be scared. Like I used to be scared of like spending my money.
Do you wish you would have continued playing basketball? I think that everything in your life has a reason. It has done great things for me, but it has also brought a lot of hurt into my life.
Like a lot of things gotta stop, man. Like you just shouldn't be at every single function, drinking, lusting, you know, all these things that leads you to sin.
I don't hate anybody. I have love for everyone. I have forgiveness for everyone. I wasn't a saint. Like I didn't always do the right thing. I wasn't always truthful. I wasn't always honest. And I may have gotten a little bit of that back.
Y'all give back, bro. Give back. And lead them cameras home when you give back.
I think we focus so much on our dreams and what we want out of life as far as like success. But I think it goes back to Bible for me and understanding what the true measure of greatness is. The true measure of greatness is found in our character. It's found in humility.
Things being reciprocated. When both people are willing to give and be a team, nobody gets burnt out.
I understand now that is our responsibility, to give to the poor, to give cheerfully.
Yeah, sometimes winning is passive. Like you'll celebrate for a good few days and it's like, boom, now I'm back to square one. But when you lose or you get hurt, it drags for a long time.
Everybody can't do this. Everybody's not able. Everybody's not capable. Everybody doesn't have the opportunity. And so y'all just pray for me that I steward it well, and that I give my best to it each and every day, because I don't feel like doing this all the time. Sometimes I want to quit, but I can't.
What's up?
How are you?
Good.
This is 50, man.
Episode 50.
Yeah. And the crazy thing is I was going to do nothing because my mind was just blank. I had no idea of what to do, but somebody sparked my brain a little bit. So it's reflection time.
Let's do it.
You
got to explain it, though.
Yeah, I will. So you got your own. I've worked tirelessly on this all week this morning. So basically, you have your own bowl of questions. I have my own bowl. So basically, going back and watching the episodes, I was able to pull different perspectives that we've had over time, and I was able to create questions based on those perspectives, basically seeing if those perspectives are the same now. Because we've been doing this for a while. Yeah. And so you've grown, I've grown, we have different perspectives now on different things, feel different feelings. So if we get through it all, we get through it all. If not, we don't.
All right.
So you can go first.
I'm kind of nervous.
Why?
Cause I don't know, like,
I don't even remember what's in here. I've been working on it.
I don't know how I'm going to respond. Like, what if I got the same response? Niggas just ain't grow
yet.
Then
that's what it is. Then that's what it is. I might have the same response to some stuff, too. Or it may be different, but the same. I don't know. So.
We're going to see if I grew, y'all.
Shout out to Brittany, too. She gave me this idea a little bit. I just put a little twist to it.
We grew. This is from episode 19. Fear of failure.
Mm-hmm.
How are you navigating your fear of failure? Wait, is that of or?
It definitely says of.
How are you navigating your fear of failure? I'm answering?
That's you. That's your bowl.
Oh, so I'm answering my own.
Yeah.
I thought it was like a reverse thing.
Nah.
I'm navigating. It's simple, bro. Just faith in God. Really, faith in God, staying consistent, and that's my answer. I can't think of nothing else. This is God, bro.
Do you So as we go through this, right? Do you need to see the clip that I pulled it from? Do you need to see it?
No, that's for you to edit.
I'm just asking. Because I have it for you to see if you wanted to see it. Like
you would show me right now?
I would show you, yeah.
You want to do that?
That's up to you. If you need to see it, I'll show you.
I just want to see it based on what I said firsthand, but I don't gotta do that. Yeah, I'd say just that's how I deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of sitting back and just being like, bro, I need to chill. What I may want right now may not be a part of the plan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's a lot more I got to learn in this process and this state that I'm in, what I'm learning. So, yeah, that's how I deal with it. Just having faith in God. Simple, bro. Not simple, but...
It is. It is simple, though. Because it's like, I feel like it's one of those things where, like, if God brought you to it, he would bring you through it. It's one of those things, kind of a little bit. Yeah. So it's like, nothing's for no reason.
Yeah.
So, like, it is that simple.
Yeah, no, facts. I really wonder what I said at first.
You'll see it. I got the same. You said episode 19, right? Episode 19, Fear of Failure.
What the heck?
This is crazy. And we both could tackle this one because I remember this clip very vividly. And I was speaking about this last night, and it's crazy that this is the first one that I got. Episode 19, Fear of Failure. How do you feel about giving to the poor?
Wow. You go first.
I will preface my response by saying that clip was very ignorant, selfish, unrighteous, ungodly, insensitive. I think that's what that was. But I think now as you open up your Bible, you read truth, and you develop a biblical worldview, that changes. I understand now that that is our responsibility to give to the poor, to give cheerfully. That is our duty and responsibility. The Bible says that When you give to others, that's like giving to him. So every chance I get now, I do that.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Every chance.
Yeah. Shoot. I like to give now.
Yeah.
It makes me feel good. It don't even feel like I'm losing nothing. You know?
But it's like you give and you don't feel like you're losing anything because you're really gaining something. Because it's the eternal investment that you're making.
Yeah. Man, that's a wow. I remember that clip vividly.
Yeah.
It came off very selfish and sounded childish, bro. Sounded like kids. Even though that wasn't too long ago, that was like, what, 2 years ago?
Probably a year ago, maybe.
Bro, it might have been a year and a half when, I don't know, man. That's crazy.
And that just shows you, like, walking with God is a true journey.
Yeah.
Because I haven't, and I'm sure I can speak for you too when I say this. We haven't always been this way.
Mm-mm.
And when you pray for your eyes the purity of your eyes. Help me see the world how you see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I was watching that last night. I was like, bro, this is embarrassing.
Yeah. What we said, we was just saying, like,
basically, we'll pray for them. Yeah. Or, like, I'm not giving you my money because you're going to go do the same things that put you in that situation, which is probably drugs or alcohol. But, like, when you really think about it, how do we know that those are the situations that put them where they are?
Yeah.
You don't know that. That's ignorant.
Yeah.
Some people have real mental issues. Some people don't have family. Some people just fell on hard times. Maybe they're making their way out. You just don't know. It's just ignorant.
Yeah.
It's ignorant.
I don't even know what to say, bro. I feel like, I don't know, in this episode, I feel like, well, we're not done with it yet, but already I feel like God is proud of us.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, damn, bro, like, I was really talking like that. I mean, that's a part of growth. It's kind of, I'm not gonna lie, but like when you look at growth, it's kind of like disgusting looking at it, really.
It's cringy, man.
It's disgusting looking at it, bro. But
yeah,
I'm just proud to be where I'm at, you know.
And I remember receiving a phone call about that clip.
Me too.
Even just the verbiage of like them, those people. Those kinds of people. Like, you could have it all and lose it all tomorrow. Who are you?
Yeah.
And you could be one of them.
Nah, facts. Yeah. Damn. Okay. Let's go to the next one. Mm-hmm. We got episode 22. Just tell me the truth. Question is, where is Christy Dawn, and what does Christy Dawn mean to you?
Spill it, my boy.
Damn, bro. This question is and this wasn't too long ago, but if anybody doesn't know, Christy Dawn is my brand, my fashion brand, and it's not just any fashion brand. It's a brand that I express what my name stands for. I storytell through these certain pieces that I create, and not even just the piece of clothing itself, just how everything is being presented, within photo shoots, video, dialogues. Everything means something. The aesthetic, everything means something. And as I'm building my brand, I've gotten more deep into really like figuring out what my brand really means and the purpose behind it. And basically now, just been going through a lot recently, like with some like personal problems on my own. And basically, like, my brand is named after me, and I want to revamp what Christy Dawn actually stands for, and who and what that name is as a person and as a household name, and who it was supposed to be, you know what I'm saying? So just revamping that and turning it into the purest form of that name. Like, I don't know. I could get more into that, but just know that's what it is. And
so this is my question to you about that. Like, with what, and I don't even want to talk about it because it makes me upset a little bit, but with what has been happening recently, like, how do you put that into your work? Like, what does that do for your work? Because it does hit close to home.
Yeah. It brings it to life. It brings it to life. And I know what I'm going through, other people are going through too. And me creating this feeling or this drive and just putting it into my brand and people actually gravitating towards it allows me to feel heard.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's a certain type of pain that I feel like it could be a connection with other people who are, you know, going through what I'm going through, you know?
Yeah.
And that's really what it's all about. Like, that's really what it's all about. Being able to, even though this is my story can make somebody else's story. You know what I'm saying? Just off being felt and being heard and being understood. So, yeah, man, I don't even want to get into that either because everything's still fresh.
Yeah.
Not with the brand, but just, like, the situation. But, yeah, man, I just want to spill it out into my brand.
Yeah. And I think, even rappers, when they rap their real life, I feel like that's their best work.
Yeah. Yeah, I just feel like, I guess this is how it's supposed to be. I don't know, man. It's weird. Yeah. It feels right, but it feels weird. And I say it feels right because I'm in my right senses to have the motive to turn things around. For this name and what it stands for,
mm-hmm.
You know, I have the right motive. I'm awake. I'm aware.
Yeah.
I feel like I got what it takes. And again, this is not about like my brand and no money. All of that is cool, but just revamping what my name stands for and what it means.
Yeah.
The right way, gracefully too. Yeah.
Hey, my last question.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make you hold Christy Adon that much closer to your heart?
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, facts. Facts. I couldn't have felt it even more. Like based on like when it comes to like the drive and the meaning and what it stands for, I couldn't have felt it even more.
Yeah.
And it may get deeper. Who knows? But this is definitely the deepest I've ever felt for my brand when it comes to the purpose and the drive behind what a brand means, what it stands for.
Yeah. Oof.
Yeah.
Keep them squares up, watch it. Let me not talk like that.
Yeah, don't talk like that, man.
Episode 36. The fun is in the winning.
The fun is in the winning.
I'm curious what clip I pulled for this.
The fun is in the winning.
You never remember that one?
Nah.
Yeah.
What's the question?
The question is, do you wish you would have continued playing basketball?
I think I know what you're going to say.
I'm sitting here thinking like I ain't write these questions, but I really don't think about answers while I'm doing this. No.
Why you say that?
I I think that everything in your life has a reason. And whatever that reason may be, it's up to you to get out what you need to get from it. And I think I got out what I needed to get from it.
Yeah.
Like, basketball has given me things that I would have never had. It's introduced me to people that I would have never met. It's taken me places that I would have never went. It has taught me things that I would have never learned. But it ran its course. Like, I couldn't see myself, because people play college basketball for freaking 10 years now. I don't know how they do it, but whatever. I didn't want to be the person that got out of college at 25, 26, 27 years old and is just now figuring out life.
Facts.
I didn't want to be that
huge
person.
Facts.
Because now you get out of college at 26, 27 years old, it's crunch time. Whereas you get out of college at
18. Oh, you said out of
college? Yeah, you get out of college at, what, 21, 22? You got a little bit of time. 26, 27, you're pushing 30.
Yeah.
So that, I think that's one of the reasons I say no. But yeah, I just think it ran its course for me. Do I miss it sometimes? Yes. But I'm cool. I'm cool. I think basketball is not only it has done great things for me, but it has also brought a lot of hurt into my life from people, from the sport itself. You love something, you feel like it doesn't love you back. Yeah, it has brought a lot of hurt into my life as well. And I think that hurt is like, that hurt has been stronger than all of the good things that it has brought in my life. Where it's like, yeah, I take what you gave me, but I'm cool off of you.
Well, you know, we tend to do that sometimes when hurt outweighs the good.
Yeah.
Which sucks.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks. But I think as people, every single day we gotta learn how to really start to let the good outweigh the bad. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
You feel me? So I feel you on that though, cause sometimes, man, like, bad things are so loud. Bad things are very loud. And I think because everything is involved, you got emotions, you got anger, you got disappointment. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got a lot of things that weighs in on bad, but good, it's like, okay, I did it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like passive. Sometimes winning is passive.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's crazy. Yeah, sometimes winning is passive. Like, you'll celebrate for a good few days, and it's like, boom, now I'm back to square one. You feel me? But when you lose or you get hurt, it drags for a long time.
Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy. I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
But I think that's why. But yeah, as a people though, we gotta like learn how to reverse that.
That's a fact.
We gotta learn how to reverse that.
That is a fact.
Yeah, man.
But
I think you did good things with basketball.
Yeah, I mean, bro.
Well, you know that too.
I accomplished a lot.
Nah, like, yeah, you did.
Things that people would have never done.
Yeah.
Like, I was a number one player in Florida. People don't do that. I won a state championship. People don't do that. I've done great things. I played on big stages, but ran its course. I'm cool.
Yeah.
Good.
I feel you.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah, basketball was cool. I know me, you can ask me, I say, hell no. Nah. You said no, hell no, nah, I'm missing. I ain't gonna say, I just ain't like it. I don't think I liked it for real.
Why?
Bro, I don't know, bro. I just didn't. Like, it was, everything about it was like fake.
That's the...
And politics and...
Very political. Man, and as you get older, bro, it becomes more of that. And it's like, how do you still enjoy it if it's not even about basketball?
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like, it was just a...
Yeah.
Again, I learned a lot from it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things that I do now to this day, I got from basketball.
Yeah.
I've had coaches that I looked up to and was a father figure to me. Like, I had coaches like that, so I was super thankful for that. But when it came to, like... Oh, shoot. When it came to, like, me actually pursuing a career with basketball, I mean, everybody dreams, like, yeah, I want to go to the NBA, this and that. Cool. But, like, man, I had to really, snap back and be like, bro, I ain't dropping no 30 a game, no 35 a game. Man, I'm dropping 14, 13. No way I could go to the, like, not saying no way, but it's really tough for me to get to the NBA or even play at a D1 school, like, you know what I'm saying? So, really, D2 probably, like, you feel me? Like, it's just...
Yeah. You would play that at a D2.
But it's hard to get it, like... And not saying it just because it's hard, I can't do it. But I just rather... If you really love it, do it. If you don't, bro, like...
Don't put your
just
time
venture in. Off into something else, bro. Like, seriously, bro. Like, I wish I'd have started what I'm doing now early, bro.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying, like... And don't be scared to do it. Don't be scared to venture off into something else because that one thing is all you know. Like,
and that's what I think. I think I, with my experience, I want athletes to understand. Basketball is not who you are. Nope. Or any sport, whatever sport you play, it's not who you are. Nope. It stops at some point. And you have more life ahead of you when you stop playing than you do behind you. And you got to figure life out after that. Because me, when I stopped playing, I struggled with finding identity. And I still now to this day try to separate my identity from basketball. I still try to do that. But when I stopped playing, it was dark for me because I had no identity. I thought basketball was my identity. And it's not.
Yeah. Yeah, basketball was cool, though. It was all right.
It was all right.
All right, next question. We got episode 15, Feel What You're Feeling. Damn, 15. How do you give in a relationship without feeling slash... How do you give in a relationship without feeling slash getting burnt out? Yeah, what kind of question is it? How do you give in a relationship?
That's what you said.
How do you give in a relationship without feeling slash getting burnt out?
That's what I was saying. Do you want to see the clip?
How do you give in a relationship without feeling slash getting burnt out?
So do you want me to tell you the context of that?
Sure.
So... This was early on, which is probably why you don't remember it. You were saying how in your past relationship, you give so much that you leave nothing for yourself. That's basically what you were saying. So how do you, because in a relationship, you have to give. It's like it's give and take. You have to. That's just what it is. How do you give without giving too much or losing yourself?
Well, y'all can tell how long it's been since I've been in a relationship. really? And this is how I would go into my next relationship. Things being reciprocated. Things being reciprocated. If it's not being reciprocated, it's not for me. If things are, I can give, you can give, we could be a team, we could be partners, and we could actually build something. I feel like when both people are willing to give and be a team, nobody gets burnt out. One week you'll give 60. I could give 40. If I'm at 50, you can give 50. If I'm at 30, you can give 70. Like, it's a team. Like, supposed to pick each other up. Or do what I can't do. You know what I'm saying? Whatever, vice versa.
Spitting, boy.
So, yeah, that's how you don't get burnt out. Your partner got to be your partner for real. It's called a partner for a reason. That's it, bro. In this generation, these times, I think it's really hard to find that. And women might not like me for this, but they always got their hand out, you know. They always got their hand out. A dude gotta do everything nowadays. So I know me, like, if I'm pursuing a woman and they got their hands out, like, I don't want nothing to do with you. I don't care how beautiful you are. You just not for me. You know what I'm saying? That's it. I ain't disrespecting you or nothing, but you just not for me. Simple. That's all. Respectfully, bro.
That was a very mature answer.
What I would have said a few years ago.
I don't know.
I'd probably say something funny.
Yeah.
But
true.
Yeah. Cause that's damn near the same answer, but that's damn near the same answer what I would have said a few years ago, but
it's in a different way.
Yeah. I ain't even think of like taking it there, like
that's yeah. Great answer, bro.
Appreciate it.
Oh, God. I'm seeing a word I don't want to see.
Love.
Episode 28. What does love look like? Where are you with heartbreak and relationships? Oh, God. Okay. I think heartbreak is something that I will forever be, like, afraid of. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Wait, what'd you say?
Heartbreak is something that I will forever be afraid of. Because I think you go through something in previous times and you remember how it made you feel and you don't want to feel that. Are you okay?
Yeah, bro.
I just don't want to.
Stop, you're not.
Okay. All right, cool. Yeah, I think heartbreak is something that I'm always afraid of. Because you don't end up knowing. You don't know.
Yeah.
And it's really just like, I feel like relationships are really at risk because you don't know. Yeah. But relationships, I think I'm... how do I answer this without... I'm open to it. I'm open to it. It's just, I still have that wall of, like, reservations and trust issues. But I think I have trust issues because of different reasons now. I think that me previously saying no to relationships, it's like, damn, how do I say this? Because, okay, let me say it like this. In the past, I would say no because I have trust issues and I have my own issues. That's like, I don't know. I don't want to talk to you every day. I don't need to see you every day. Like, I would say things like that, right? I don't want to talk on the phone every day. I don't want to talk on the phone all day, right? So what I'm realizing is that those things, I don't want to talk on the phone every day. I don't want to see you every day. Those things, depending on who you are, I'm willing to change that for you, right? But now we got to tear down, we got to take down the Goliath of these trust issues. But those trust issues aren't a fear of being, the fear of being hurt. It's the fear of, like, somebody show you something and they backtrack. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't do that to me. Don't show me something and backtrack. So I think my trust issues are very layered. Because it's no longer like heartbreak, hurt. Like, it's not that, but it's like you might not be what you show me.
Yeah.
It's that. But really, I'm open to it, but like, don't show me something that you can't keep up with.
Feel that?
That. I feel like that was a long and drawn out answer for no reason. I didn't know how to say it, but it's cool, I hope that makes sense.
No, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense, bro. Takes time, bro.
Yeah, I guess.
And you know what's crazy? I'm going to be honest. You might not ever get over that. Or whatever you went through. You might not ever get over it. Not wishing that on you, but
mm-hmm.
It's just a chance where you might not be able to get over it. And it's like you have to really learn how to know when to put the wall up, know when to put it down. You know what I'm saying? Like, kind of just, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, I don't know the word, but like, just pretty much like controlling it.
Mm.
Like, learning how to control it. Like, you in control of it, not it controlling you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, that's kind of like how, like, trauma is.
Yeah.
You know, you don't ever forget it, but you know how to deal with it.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
And then it's like, with the same token, it's like, you have, like you said, you control it, but it's like, well, never mind, because I guess that's like, you control it, you don't let it control you. But what I was going to say was like, how is that fair to the other person?
That's the point I'm getting. Like, yeah. You got to be able to control it. Okay, gotcha. You got to know who's worth controlling it for and mm-hmm. putting that wall up, bringing it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just
yeah.
You got to know who's the right person to do those, to take those actions.
Yeah.
You'd be good though, bro.
Don't talk about me. Pray for me.
True. Next question, man. We got. We went episode 19 again. Fear or fear? Wait.
Whoa. My handwriting's not that crazy, I'm not saying it's bad,
but that looks like an or, bro. Fear of failure. Question is, what do you think about giving to the poor?
Well, we just answered it, so.
We already answered this. Y'all give back.
For sure.
Should I go again?
Yeah,
go. Y'all give back, bro. Give back. And lead them cameras home when you give back.
Huh. Hello.
Episode 30. Be fruitful and multiply. What does your morning routine look like? I love my morning routine. It's so tough, but I love it once I'm done. Man, thank you for asking this.
You actually gave me the idea because I was watching it. You came to where I was and was like, and you said something. I'm not gonna say what you said because you'll know why I put that in there. But you gave me that question idea.
Yeah.
I had to backtrack. And like,
What does your morning routine look like? All right, so I'm going to just run down my routine. I'm going to, like, break down how important it is to me. 6:45, wake up. Boom.
Mm-hmm.
Wake up. You know, brush my teeth, whatever, do all that, you know, all that good stuff. Put on some clothes for the gym. I either drink a some tea or a bottle of water. I read my Bible app. I pray to God. I tell him, thank you for waking me up this morning. Allow me to see my family as I wake up. And just being able to pursue this day, like, just being able to conquer this day. Like, you know, I tell him, thank you for that. So I have prayer. I wake up, prayer, prepare for the gym. I go to the gym. I weightlift. I do my 2-mile run. Then, once I'm done with my 2-mile run, I'm walking 1 mile and I'm praying. So that's 2 prayers in a matter of 2 hours, which is amazing. You're able to hear God's creations as you're praying.
You're so funny, man.
Look out. You got trees. You got the birds chirping. You got... Do cars really count? Not really. But I be hearing that. Just having a free mind, being able to see the sky. Like this may sound weird, bro, but just seeing these creations that God created, and you're able to thank him for these certain things, and just communicating with God is great. Boom, you got that. Then you got breakfast. That's my morning routine. And that routine means so much to me because I feel big every time I do it. Like that's something that not everybody can't do every morning, which I'm thankful for. And not even just a disability, just mentally. Being able to be consistent, being able to just be pursuing to be the best person you could be every single day. And just having the strength to do that is a blessing. And also, just being able to motivate the next person. I promise you, like, and I thank God for this all the time, like, every time. And there's people like that stop me, like, I see you doing your thing, or, oh, you don't miss a day. Or people outside of where I live, like, oh, I see you doing your thing, bro, you look good. Keep going, you motivating me. I think that's what it's all about, man. I think that's what it's all about. It ain't even about me trying to have the best, be in the best shape or the best body. It's really just about feeding my energy to other people's life and pushing them or giving them the urge to pursue, to take care of themselves. When you take care of yourself, that's when you love yourself the most. Your body's a temple, bro. You got to take care of yourself. And then that goes to mentally, like, and then mentally, it goes spiritually. You know what I'm saying? So when you feel good and on all those levels of life, it's a great feeling. So that's my plan. And I truly believe that God gives me the strength to do that specifically because of that. It's personal. It's personal when I wake up.
Yes. And I think the biggest thing, bro, 2 prayers within a matter of 2 hours, you said? People not doing that.
Yeah.
People don't, let me not say people not doing that. People don't want to do that. People don't want to pray.
Yeah.
People don't understand the importance of praying. And I'm pretty sure, like, I'll say me personally, like, I work out to gospel music. So what I'm getting at is with you praying, right? I'm sure that gives you, and you're in the act of working out, right? That gives you a certain strength and power. It makes you feel good.
Yeah. And it's some mornings, bro, I'm telling you, it's some mornings where I do not want to work out, bro. I don't. But I got to always, like, when I feel like that on those days, I pray that I get up and I do it. I just do it.
Yeah.
I just do it. It's like really no way around it. Just do it and just give me the asking God to give me the strength to do it. I feel like those little feelings where it's like, nah, just sleep a little longer. or you know, just chill a little longer. Or, you know what I'm saying? I feel like that's the dude I remember little trying to tell me those things, like, you know, to the point where, like, say if I do sleep in a little more, like, I start to, like, me personally, I can't sleep too long. I feel depressed. Yeah. I feel like my day is gone. I feel like, yep. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
that's how I felt on Tuesday. I'm like, bro.
Yeah, man. Like, today I slept in a little bit because I was tired.
Yeah.
But still got up, did what I was supposed to do, bro. Like,
yeah. And I think too, it's important for us to remember that when you don't feel like doing something, like working out, Kobe says it all the time. I do it because... Damn, what does he say? He says, I do it because I'm able to, not because I get to. Something like that. So he says something like
Kobe
that.
Kobe Bryant?
No, our uncle.
Oh.
But basically, you're in good health. You're able to do it. Do it. It's some people that can't do it because they don't have limbs.
Yep.
They don't have the health to do it. Do it. You're able.
Yep.
And I'll be telling you sometimes, bro, like, we have people our age that haven't ran, like, physically ran since the age of, like, I don't know, 10 or something. Like, that's crazy to me. Like, it's do people forget crazy. How to run?
It's not, like, crazy, but...
That's crazy to me. You haven't ran since the age of, like... That's crazy.
Some people feel like they don't need cardio.
Okay, cardio thing, you could walk, but still, like, bro, do you know how to run? Like,
I get what you're saying. I just don't think it's crazy, though.
I think
that's I feel you, though. I feel you.
Like, if you had to save your life and run away from somebody, like, are you able to? It's crazy.
Yeah, I feel you.
But
I feel you.
It's not for me to judge, but I just feel like if you're able to do something, you should do it because there's some people that can't.
Yeah.
Physically can't.
Yeah. I thank God for every day. Just sure. A healthy body. And, bro, everything you could think of, like, I thank God for it.
Yeah. For sure. God, I'm about to get in trouble, man. Okay. Episode 38. It takes two to tango. Can you be friends with your ex, and are you friends with yours? People do what they want to do. You be friends with your ex, that's what you do. If not, that's what you do too. Am I friends with mine? Okay. I don't have, because it's weird. It's not a situation where I unfriended somebody or somebody unfriended me. We just don't speak. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we just don't speak. But it's not, ain't no bad blood or nothing. It's just, we just don't speak.
That's it?
That's it. That's it. That's what the question said. That's it.
That better be it.
What do you mean?
Your answer.
What do you mean that better be it?
I'm just saying.
What if it was more?
Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, like.
You know, you say too much, you get in trouble.
That's all I'm saying. Be quiet.
Next question. Nah, and me saying that, nothing going on. I just.
Thank you.
Like, it's just a simple yes or no thing. And I just feel like that's one of those topics where it's like, why do I have to never know?
Yeah.
So simple.
Appreciate it.
Episode 15, feel what you're feeling. What do you think about your last relationship? My last relationship was dope. It was dope. We had bumpy roads. Yeah, we had bumpy roads, but my last relationship was it was fun. That was my first love. I learned a lot, not only about love, but about myself. Things I needed to work on, things that I was good at, things that I wanted, and also it kind of made me learn what I like in a partner and what I don't like in a partner. Yeah, my last relationship was dope. It was cool. I enjoyed it. Although there were times that, like, you know, we got into it, didn't talk. You know, those were the tough times, but that doesn't outweigh the good. Like, I had fun and it felt great. Yeah, man, I'm glad me and her still cool.
No, I'm not. I'm laughing because of the last question. I'm not laughing at you.
Yeah, I'm glad me and her still cool, and I really considered that person as like one of the most important people in my life.
That's what's up, man.
Like, for real, no cap.
That's what's up, bro.
That's it. That's all. You know what, Hanini?
Okay, next.
For real. Okay.
Episode 46, when we die. How are you navigating your hyper ambition? I had to ask God to deal with that for me. Because I think we focus so much on our dreams and what we want out of life as far as like success. But I think it goes back to Bible for me and understanding what the true measure of greatness is. The Bible tells us that the true measure of greatness is found in our character. It's found in humility. That's what the Bible tells us greatness is. The greatest in the kingdom of heaven are those who are humble, who are meek, who possess the fruits of the Spirit, gentle, kindness, those things.
Excuse me, bro. Bruh.
And this is what you used to do on old episodes. You know that?
For real?
I promise you, this is what you used to do.
It's the almonds, bro.
No, that's not the almonds. That's the cheese on the almonds.
Cap.
Okay.
And a little bit of white cheddar.
Okay. Anyways, but yeah, I think that I deal with that hyper ambition by just, number one, asking God to put in my heart and have me desire what really matters, because nothing I say on here when I die is gonna matter. My money's not gonna matter when I die. The shoes I wore, the clothes I wore, it's not gonna matter. Like, none of that's gonna matter when I die. And number three, it's the simple fact that our reward out of this life will be the crown that we lay at the feet of our Savior when we enter into heaven. Mm. Nothing on this earth is a reward. The Bible actually tells us to count everything it is that we gain in this life as a loss for the sake of winning Christ.
Yeah.
That's what the Bible tells us. The Bible says, I'm just going to go on a scripture rant right now. The Bible says, what good is it for a man to gain the world and to lose his soul? The story of the rich man and Lazarus. The rich man, he went to hell. And Lazarus went to heaven. Lazarus was a poor man. The rich man went to hell. So, like, none of this stuff matters. So I think I just navigate it now. It's like, like, I've been praying lately, like, God, am I stewarding what you've given me? Am I stewarding it well? Am I being a good and faithful servant? That's all. Am I living within your will? And then you just ask God to change, to align the desires of your heart with his will. I don't want anything else.
Yeah.
I don't.
Deep way.
I don't.
That's something that people ain't ready for, man.
Yeah.
I might not even be ready for it. I'm gonna be honest with you, bro. I'm gonna be honest.
And that goes back to what I said a few episodes ago. It's like, what you want out of life, bro, you may not get. And you gotta be, whatever you want out of life, you may not get. But are you still gonna be faithful to God even though you might not get that? Are you ready for that?
Excuse me. Yeah, that's a hard pill, boy.
Yeah. You may never get married. You may never be a millionaire.
Hard pills right there, boy.
But are you still going to be a good and faithful servant?
Yeah. It's a pill, boy.
That's it.
It's a pill, boy.
And it's like, bro, like, walking with God, Christ is not, like, it's not sexy. It's not pixie dust. It's not easy. But you gotta understand, bro, it's worth it. And when God tears this world of darkness down, your reward is that eternity on the other side. A perfect world. That's your reward. No more sickness, no more tears, no more heartbreak.
Not imagine, but we can only imagine, bro. Yeah, you could imagine, I could just imagine how perfect, bro.
But you live your life the right way now in this life, you won't have to imagine because it'll be your real life.
Like, bro.
And let me not, like, let me say, bro, like, I'm still sinful.
Everybody is.
Like, my heart, there's still darkness in my heart. I don't intend for it to look like, for me to sit here and like be like, I'm like, I'm not, I'm sinful, just like the rest of us. And I pray that everybody else would give me grace, because you're sinful too. But like, I try my best every day, and I'm aware of the darkness in my heart, and I pray that God brings it out.
You know that's God's love.
For sure.
Making you be aware of it.
For sure. And I wouldn't want it any other way. I'll take the conviction every time.
Thanks. Thanks, man.
Yeah.
All right, I go to the next one. Dang, bro. If I get one more 19. Episode 19, Fear of Failure. How do you find balance between life and loved ones? How do you find balance between...
If you want context, I can give it to you.
How do you find a balance between life and loved ones? You can give me context.
So, that particular clip... you were basically saying that you wanted to be intentional with checking on your loved ones. But we get so caught up into life that we forget about that.
Yeah, okay.
So how do you find that balance?
you know what's crazy? And I'm going to come firsthand to say this. My New Year's resolution this year was to, was to reach out to my family more. I didn't do it. I didn't do that weekly thing where I was planning on calling family members or friends every every week. I didn't do it. I didn't follow through with it. I do need to do better. Like, simple as that. Like, I'm not even trying to just sit here and give a sob, but like, I need to do better, bro. Simple. But I do say, though, like, I don't know, just this year, I've been so in tune with, like, with actually taking care of myself, doing work, then taking care of myself, and then, like, you know, like, family, keeping family involved, too, like, going to see, like, my granddaddy, going to see my papa more, like, yeah, like, I don't know. And even like, talking to my sisters more, even though I don't live with them anymore, which I always been doing, but, I'm kind of doing it, but, like, not how I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But it's a start. It's a start. And, but when I'm in that mode, though, I'm in that mode, bro. I'm not gonna cap. Like, when I'm working on a project, bro, I'm locked in, bro. Like, it's hard to get to me. But other than that, like, I feel like when I'm out of that bubble, it's like, man, like, I'm kicking it. I'm calling. You know what I'm saying? Like, just all of that.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I seen that this year, too. Because when I was working on that project, bro.
Yeah.
Man, that was
well,
crazy.
I think you got to give yourself some, like, a little bit of, like, praise a little bit because, like, you go see Papa a lot.
Yeah.
Like, that's not something that you've been doing.
It's fun over there.
You just like the country.
Bro, it's super fun. Like, like, just getting away from everything.
Yeah.
And just being around my granddaddy, like my uncle, Nana.
You
like,
know
it's
what,
just
man?
It's just, I don't know, man. It feels so good being over there.
You need that. And we talked about why. You need that.
Yeah, I do need it, bro.
Yeah. So
I do need it, man. God. I love them, bro.
For sure. When are you going back?
Huh? I'm going back once you come back from New York. I'm gonna be honest, man. They know I love them, but they don't know like
the magnitude of it.
That too, and like what they actually do for me, and not like food, nothing like that, but just like spiritually.
Yeah.
It just feels like real love, like, you know what I'm saying? It feels like home. Feels like home every time I step over there. So, man, just be feeling good, bro. Even though it ain't nothing to do over there, bro, it just feels so good to be there.
But when you're around good people, you don't need anything to do. Great conversation does it.
Yeah, man.
Like, but it's good weird. Energy does it.
Yeah, but and it's like times like we in the crib, we don't even like talk. It just be like it just feels good, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I
love them too. I get bored easy.
That's, man, I don't know. I mean, it'd be boring too some days, but like, I'm there, bro. I'm there, and if it just feels good, man, I don't know how to explain it for real.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Love that for you, bro.
Appreciate that, man.
Because you need that.
Yeah.
I hope the mic didn't pick that up. All right, episode 39.
Oh, it did.
I don't care. Episode 39, are you ready for a relationship? Do I talk about relationships that much?
I mean, I think you had the most to say.
Are you ready for a relationship? I just answered that. I'm not answering that. Episode 15, feel what you're feeling. What are your current feelings about your last relationship? Yeah.
We good, bro? Yeah. No, not yet.
Oh.
Oh, I thought you were saying, like, are we good?
I just interrupted you.
Nah, you're good.
Nah, you good, bro.
Nah, yeah, no, I was like, wait,
you have a diaper on?
Yeah.
That's a girl?
Oh.
Oh. She had a period or something. All right. Episode 15.
Shawty went pull up.
What?
He went pull up.
Dogs wear diapers too, bro.
She went huggies on the ass.
Probably is a Huggies diaper.
Nah, that's funny, bro.
Episode 15. Feel what you're feeling. What are your current feelings about your last relationship?
Oh, bro? My gosh. Dang.
I think that was a great teacher for me. I don't hate anybody. I have love for everyone. I have forgiveness for everyone. It's just some people have ran their course in your life. And I'm not gonna sit here and talk about the relationship. Like, I wasn't a saint. Like, I didn't always do the right thing. I wasn't always truthful. I wasn't always honest. And I may have gotten a little bit of that back. But I don't know, like, it's over with. Like, I would say other things off camera. But I'm not. Just yeah. Keep it P. Oh, it's you. For sure. Keep it P.
Where are your strips at?
What do you mean?
You putting them back in the bowl?
They're right here.
That's probably why you keep recycling the same question.
It's not the same question. They're right here.
How many strips you got?
What do you mean? Total?
Yeah.
You went before me, so you have more.
I know.
And then you had to pull one.
But it looks like a crazy ratio right now. How many do you have? That's 6, 7?
7.
Oh, okay.
So. All
right. Episode 30. Episode 30, we got Be Fruitful and Multiply. How do you reward yourself? Man, I actually reward myself now. It's crazy. I actually do reward myself now. I buy a nice item for myself. I'll go on a trip. I'll go to Vero, chill out, Kit Vet. Yeah, I reward myself now. And I remember when I was asked this question. If it was around this time, if I'm not mistaken, but or maybe when we first started this, I used to just say like, nah, I'm saving all my money. I ain't spending it. I used to say that.
Can I go Bible?
Yeah.
Don't store up treasures on earth.
Huh?
Do not store up treasures on earth.
Oh no, facts. Facts. That's another thing that I kind of picked up on too. Like, it can't go with you. So just enjoy it, bro. I don't go crazy now.
Yeah, for sure.
But just treat yourself.
Yeah.
Simple. That's my answer. That damn boy, I used to try to save up all them coins, but what? And it's crazy, man. It was at one point in my life. I used to be scared of like spending my money.
They call that broke nigga syndrome.
Nah, I mean, you could call it that, but I ain't gonna say that. I don't went broke before. So I don't went broke before, but
yeah.
Other than that, like, I used to be scared to really spend my money. Cause I worked so hard for it, it's like, nah, I'm gonna keep it. But mm-hmm. You know, you keep it, it's like it don't go with you. You ain't gonna gain no more money from it. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, yeah, bro, you gotta spend it.
Yeah. Episode 38, It Takes Two to Tango.
Bro, this is another relationship question, bro. I'm walking out.
It is, but it isn't. But, okay. Are your significant other's friends your friends too? Are your significant other's friends your friends too? I'm standing on this, bro. No, we're not friends. We're not friends.
I agree.
Period, point blank, we're not friends. We're cool.
Oh, okay.
I'll buy it. Like, we could be cool. We could exist in the same space, kick it, all that. Court, whatever. Treat you like my own, but the reality is we're not friends.
Agreed. 1,000% agree.
We're not friends.
Spot on.
The clip says, bro, and I know exactly what clip this is. If something hits the fan, Your friends are not going to come and tell me. They're loyal to you, not me. We're not friends. That's it. Go ahead.
Respect that.
Word.
Episode 31, Misunderstood. What has to stop as you get older? I remember that. Boy, we got hit up for that. Man, that felt so long ago. What has to stop?
It was.
As you get older. Bro, that doesn't change for me, bro. Like, a lot of things gotta stop, man. Like there's no... You just shouldn't be at every single function. And you know, I'm going more like a spiritual aspect too, like, cause that's where I'm at in my life. That has to stop, bro. Like, God, and I don't know what certain people believe in or who they believe in, but my father does not want his children, and Father, I'm speaking to God, like, he don't want you out like every night, really at all. Drinking, lusting, you know, all these things that leads you to sin, you know. And if I'm not mistaken, in that clip, all of those things were sins. In that sense, right? Or what I said could lead to sin. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I think as you get older, you need to become more spiritually mature and realize that that's your past. You need to wrap that up. I'm a different person now. And you may be the same person, cool, but when you grow into that new person that you're set to be, you gotta let that go. You gotta leave it behind, be better, and realize that those things that are that you are pursuing and that you're doing out there and whatever this case is, like, it gets old and you have to do better as a person. So I don't know if that kind of answers that question. Does it answer it?
I believe so.
As you get older, bro, you just have to stop these things that degrade you as a person and your spirit and what you stand for.
Yeah. Things that grieve God's heart.
Yeah.
We want to love what he loves, hate what he hates. It's that simple. And I just read the other day, I'm in the book of John. And I can't quote it exactly how it says it, but basically, those who walk in the light will not stumble. Those who walk in darkness will stumble. Yeah.
Simple, straight.
We're going to do a few more.
You going to say time for another one?
Nah, it's just time. That's all.
Oh, it is 6:06.
Yeah. Episode 17, Strangers Will Make You Rich. Okay. Do you still care for the support of your peers? No.
That's it?
Just, I know that a lot of people, like, it used to matter to me. See me, hear me. That used to matter to me. No, it doesn't matter to me. Because I think that as long as you're doing God's will, I don't care if you see me or hear me. That's it. I don't care.
She called.
Yeah, I don't care. Like,
she cold.
She belongs to the streets. Like, I think, and that's the hurt that basketball has given me, is that, like, as an athlete, you receive, especially me, I was damn good at it. You receive so much praise and, like, you receive that from your peers, and so it's like once I didn't receive that anymore, it's like, damn, like, y'all niggas wrote me off a little bit. But it's like, as you get older and that spiritual maturity, it's like you get that validation from God. God, am I doing the right thing? Mm-hmm. In your eyes. Forget them.
So pretty much your perspective changed from, dang. All right, so I'm getting this. I'm getting certain praise from peers. Mm-hmm. To three stages. Mm-hmm. I'm getting certain prayers from these peers to I converted into something new. So I wanted prayers from these peers. I'm not getting it anymore. Now I don't even need it. I'm with God now.
Hello. That.
She cold.
Yeah, bro. Like, I don't.
Dang, that's crazy. That's three stages. Not two, that's three.
Yeah. The final stage.
Cold.
This is the final stage.
She cold for real.
For sure.
She cold.
Yeah, bro.
She cold.
Yeah.
I like that.
For sure.
I like that. Next, we have episode 39. Are you ready for a relationship? Bro, I don't know why I don't like relationship questions, bro. Not saying I hate them, but I just don't care for them. You feel me?
Yeah.
I don't care for them.
I don't care for them because... Never mind.
The question.
I'm not say that.
The question. I don't care for the question.
I feel you, bro. All
right. Can you be on the phone all day with your significant other? Hell no. That's it, bro. Like, seriously. Nah.
They say, what the hell?
You'll be busy, bro. Like, you need time to yourself, bro. Like, nah, bro.
I don't want to answer this question. Episode 44, Reaching New Heights. Do you feel equipped for what God has assigned to you?
Better not start crying.
You're funny, man. I haven't cried in a long time, too. I need to cry. I
cried the other day.
Huh?
I cried the other
day. It should feel good, bro. I need to cry. It don't feel good?
Not saying it it doesn't feel bad, but it doesn't feel good. It's like, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel weird, in my opinion.
It make you feel like a little...
Nah, it's just like... It really made me feel strong, though, at the same time. More strong than anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. I say more strong than anything.
Yeah. Do I feel equipped for what God has assigned to me? I can't say yes or no. But what I do know is that anything that he's brought you to, it's for a reason. Anything that he's put in front of you is for a reason. I do know that. And whether I feel, keyword feel, whether I feel equipped or not, doesn't matter. Because the fact is, God is going to make sure I have everything I need, whether I feel equipped or not. So I can't really say yes or no, but I'm just being led by the Holy Spirit. That's it.
That's it.
Praying for instruction and direction. That's it. That's all I can do.
I like that.
Appreciate it.
Dang. This going all the way back. Episode 14. I'm back and I'm better.
That, first of all, the production on those two is just disgusting. Go ahead.
What is your relationship with God now? It's amazing. It's amazing. Obviously, it could be better. But it's amazing from where I was when this question was asked.
Huh? You remember that?
I don't. But
when you this see was this, episode, you're gonna be like, damn.
If this was episode 14... And around episode 14 was when I was doing some things I wasn't supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
But now, man, I hold myself accountable a lot of things. I fear God. I'm scared
fear
of God.
God.
I'm scared of God. And I'm scared to do things because I'm scared of God. And bro, that's where I'm at my relationship with God. Like, I'm scared of him.
Yeah.
And I don't do certain things because I'm scared.
So like. And I'm just quick question from back then and like now, like your prayer life, your hunger for him, your thirst for him, like that looks different.
Yeah, 1,000%.
For sure. Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to do, after this one I do, we're going to do two more each. And then can I choose a different one, bro? I don't want
that's relationship?
No.
Nah. We ain't ducking no smoke, bro.
Episode 40, uphill battles. Don't go sign
that. We ain't ducking no smoke.
I just don't want to answer
this. Just answer, bro. Sure.
Have you found identity outside of basketball, and have I separated my identity from basketball? Have I found identity outside of basketball? Yes. Yes.
That's good.
You
say you struggle with it. That's good.
Yeah. Yes, I have found identity outside of basketball. Like, me personally, I don't feel like Bria, the basketball player. I don't feel that. I don't feel like I'm that anymore. I just feel like I'm somebody who played basketball. Have I separated my identity? Yes. Like I said, I don't feel that for myself, right? And so this goes back kind of to the question that just came up about wanting support from my peers. Because my peers know me as Bria, basketball. They put those two together. But I don't care about the support of my peers anymore. So it's like, I don't care how y'all look at me. If y'all look at me as Bria, the basketball player, cool. Don't care. That's it. Yeah.
Respect.
Sure.
Respect.
Yeah.
This doesn't have an episode. But
because it was clipped. Wait, it wasn't clipped. I don't know what happened to it. I think it was on an episode that I just didn't put out, but I had to put that in there.
Is it acceptable to wear Nike socks?
You still get crucified for that. I'm just saying.
Well, you got a Nike socks, bro? You got on Nike socks? All right, cool. I just got to check before I go in. You know what? It's okay to wear Nike socks if you want to wear Nike socks. Cool, bro. If you want to wear Nike socks, cool. Like, honestly, bro. Like, just me personally, I'm just not putting on Nike socks with certain outfits. I remember that episode, and I stated that I think Nike socks were crazy. And I wasn't coming off like that type of guy, like just be like, no, don't wear Nike socks ever again or with a certain outfit. But you kind of got to know me to know where I'm coming from. I'm a fashion heavy savvy type dude, so I don't know. When I just see certain things, like, hell no. Like, if I see that, I'm like, no way. You know what I'm saying? That's just me, though. I'm a critic of certain things. So, if I feel like something's fire, I feel like something's fire. If I feel like it ain't. That's just me. Like, I'm not judging you, but I have the right to be entitled to my opinion. Simple as that. So, that's really why I was saying that. But I guess it kind of came off as, like, what's the word?
A command more than an opinion.
Not a command, but just like, yeah, a command, yeah.
More than a preference or opinion.
Yeah, but yeah. And it also made me look
self-righteous.
Nah, not even self-righteous. Just not a nice person. Like, you know what I'm saying? It didn't make me look cool. Like,
yeah.
Although to the day, I really don't, I'm gonna be honest, I don't care because I wasn't coming from that place. Y'all wouldn't know that. But like, yeah. I don't know, man. I just, you know. As y'all can see, like, I grew a little bit based on how I just responded. But other than that, like, I really don't take that back for real. But I could have worded it better. But,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? But if I offended people, certain people, I apologize. But I ain't come from that. You know, so.
Beautiful.
Yeah, man. That's it. Beautiful. That's it for me.
Beautiful.
But y'all just be careful when y'all wear them Nike socks, though, still, bro. Because some of them fit me looking crazy, bro. I'm not going to cap. They be looking crazy, bro.
Okay. We'll do one more after this one. Each. Episode 15. Feel what you're feeling. What do you pray for most right now? Okay. And I know the context of that question, too. I remember when I clipped it, why I wrote that question. Basically, I was talking about how going through a breakup, right? I was praying for healing. I was praying for forgiveness, all those things, right? And but it's like as your life changes, the things you pray for begin to change. And so now, being on the other side of that crap, what I pray for most now is just stewardship. Help me steward this, all of this well, just everything. Live well, finish well, suffer well, give well, whatever. Do it well. Be a good and faithful servant while doing it. Live within God's will. And I pray for the salvation of our souls a lot. I pray for that a lot. That we would turn from our sinful ways. My prayers aren't so self-centered anymore. Because it's not about us as individuals. Who are we to enter? Why would we live this life and not bring people with us? Right? It's our duty and responsibility to pray for others, to share God's word with others. That's our responsibility. And so I pray for the ability to do that. That's what I pray for. Yeah. Okay. But like this week was a little different, a little bit, because I've been in a little funk. So I've been praying for like to just get out of that funk. But yeah, I feel like I've been in like a spiritual, creative, mental funk. So yeah, but
I mean, because you just got back. You just got back.
From it's been a few weeks though. Oh. Yeah, but I'm good though.
Just say back.
I'm good though. Yeah.
Last one. All right, so this is my last one. After that, let's do like hit or like. Yes, no. You know what I'm saying? Just knock it out.
Oh, okay.
Because right, we only got a few more.
Okay.
Episode 24, The Values of Life. How do you approach relationships and money?
You got to see the clip, bro.
You remember?
Yes. You were talking about how women, they just want...
Oh, money.
Yeah, they just want a man to do something for them, like monetarily. And it's like, you were like, you just want me to buy you something. Why you can't buy me a drink? Why you can't buy me lunch?
Yeah. Again.
You don't have to go in detail.
Again, as like, I said earlier, bro, like, we got to be together for real.
Yeah.
We're together for a reason. Simple.
Yep.
Simple, bro. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah.
We're together for a reason, bro. It's not a one verse. We together, bro. It's supposed to be two verse. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Ain't no 1V, it's 2V. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. For sure.
Okay.
Episode 19, Fear of Failure. How are you intentional with being present where you are? Okay.
Quick.
How am I intentional with being present with where I am? I'm just going to answer it this way, because I feel like there's two ways I can answer that. But I'm going to answer it this way. I think that the people that I'm around make me want to be present or make me not want to be present. And I think if I'm around someone that makes time slow down for me or makes me want to enjoy their space, their energy, I make it my business to be present and intentional. And that's what it is. But I could answer that a different way just based off of the context of the question. But we don't have time for that. But yeah. If I'm around a certain person and you make me want to be present, I'm going to be present. That's it. Yes or no? Fire.
Be for real. Oh, episode 26. Be for real with yourself. Can you get a girl with... Wait. Oh, you're saying can you get a girl? I mean, I thought you meant like, can you date a girl? Can you get a girl with bad hygiene? Like me, can
yeah,
I?
Yeah, you.
Yeah, no. Nah.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Wait, can you get a girl with bad hygiene?
You want me to tell you what you said? Or are you going to wait to sure. see it?
Yeah.
Okay, you said that you could be fresh with bad hygiene and still get a girl. That's what you said. That's what you said.
Nah.
That's what you said.
Hey, let me get this straight. I got good hygiene, huh?
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
But that's what you said.
That's crazy.
That's what you said.
Wow. Damn, you know it's crazy? You can, though.
That's... Come on.
It just depends on kind of girl you is.
Okay. Episode 14, I'm back and I'm better. Are you enjoying your work in podcasting? Now I am, yes. Now I enjoy it. Yes. Back then, I would say no because of the whole... but now, yeah, I enjoy it.
Good, that's good. All right. 28, episode 28. What does love look like for you? The question is, what does love look like to you?
You don't got to go into crazy detail.
Yeah. What love looks like to me. It looks right. It looks pure. And it looks, it's not confusing, bro. It's not confusing. That's what love looks like to me. Something that isn't confusing. That's my answer.
Beautiful. Episode 19, fear of failure.
Damn.
How are you navigating your fear of failure? If God brought me to it, he'll bring me through it. That's it.
Episode 37, you don't know me. Can you date somebody who can't dress? Damn, I'm not gonna lie. I'm so in between on that now. Like, maybe. Like, that's my answer. Maybe. Maybe, bro.
I need to grow up.
Maybe.
Cause hell no.
Nah, I ain't gonna cap. Like, your woman could pick up from you. You know what I'm saying? Like, after a while.
Bro, it ain't on you. It's in you. Ooh, this is petty. Maybe. Okay. Episode 40, uphill battles. Do you answer your phone now? Yes, I do.
That's good.
I answer my phone now. You just don't know when people need a listening ear, bro.
That's good.
So,
bro,
how can you call yourself a servant if you won't even sit on the phone and listen to somebody vent? That's the least you could do. So,
go two more times. I got one more.
Oh, okay. Too long.
Got 5 more minutes.
Episode 26. Be for real with yourself. What do bless you. Bless you.
Excuse me. Thank you.
What do hands mean to you when dating someone? You have to have nice hands. That's that's it.
Thank you.
Yeah, gotta have nice hands. You don't be touching me with not doing that. Episode 28. What does love look like? What does love look like to you? Just my simple answer. I think love for me looks like us choosing each other each and every day, even when we don't feel like it. That's what love looks like to me.
She cold.
Yeah. Because I'm not going to like you every day. I'm not going to. No. But the fact that we choose each other, that's, yeah.
For sure. My last one, we have episode 45, Nothing But Regrets. What do you want to do with your gift of creative directing?
That's a great last question, man.
That's something that I want to offer down the line with my career so I can help other brands or really just other creatives, like bring their vision to life.
You're gonna do it too.
Thank you.
Appreciate two that. More. Last two. Episode 24, The Values of Life. What do you want most out of life? I just want to do God's will. That's it. Like I said a couple weeks ago, bro. Anything you obtain outside of the will of God, you have to remain outside of the will of God to keep. Not willing to live my life that way. Episode 37, You Don't Know Me. Can you date somebody who can't dress? Absolutely not. Simple, straight to the point, cannot do it. That was cool. That's 50. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's 50. I think that our perspectives have changed a lot. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some things, though, standing firm on. Can't do it. Won't do it.
Nah, I feel that.
Nope. That was cool. We going to give a pass to the Be For Real today, but...
All right, well, if we ain't going to do Be For Real, me and Bria just want to say thank y'all for reaching 50. Like, you know what I'm saying? Sure. Just sticking with us and, you know, just continuing to watch us and what we want to talk about.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And y'all gravitating towards that and, you know, supporting it. Yeah. It's a blessing. So,
yeah.
Again, just thank y'all, and I just pray that y'all continue to keep staying under our light that we try to give out to this world. And, you know, this episode is about growth, really,
yeah,
and being able to reflect. And I'm just thankful.
Yeah, for sure.
really can't do this without y'all. Like,
for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
So,
yeah. Same, bro. I think that a lot of times I've gotten caught up in numbers and things that don't matter, and not just like, that's just life in general. We worry so much about the negatives sometimes, or the things that aren't going our way, or the things that we think aren't going our way. And we don't focus on the good and the love that's in front of us. Like, this is my second go round with podcasting. Be For Real is a rebrand. People don't know that. It's a rebrand. But to continue to do this, to make it this far, people don't even make it to 10. And like, I think the people that see us and hear us, man, y'all keep us consistent and disciplined and wanting to do this, because there's a certain light that is appreciated. And I think for me personally, I do it for, aside from God's will and things like that, I do it for the appreciation of that light. And not from my own desires of what can come from a business or just anything, but just being able to shed light and love and insight and great things to the world. Everybody can't do this. Everybody's not able. Everybody's not capable. Everybody doesn't have the opportunity. And so y'all just pray for me that I steward it well. And that I give my best to it each and every day, because I don't feel like doing this all the time. Sometimes I want to quit, but I can't. It takes a lot more effort to go back than to continue to push forward. So, appreciate y'all. I'm Bria.
This Don Shea.
Word.